Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary number 866. During Vespers, I heard these words, "My daughter, I want to repose in your heart, because many souls have thrown me out of their hearts today. I have experienced sorrow unto death. I tried to comfort the Lord by offering him my love. 1,000 times over, I felt within my soul a great disgust for sin. My heart is steeped in continual bitterness because I want to go to you, Lord, into the fullness of life. O Jesus, what a dreadful wilderness this life seems to me. There is on this earth no nourishment for either my heart or my soul. I suffer because of my longing for you, O Lord. You have left me the sacred host, O Lord, but it enkindles in my soul an even greater longing for you, O my Creator and eternal God. Jesus, I yearn to become united with you. Deign to hear the sighs of your dearly beloved. Oh, how I suffer, because I am still unable to be united with you. But let it be done according to your wishes." January 5th, 1937. This evening I saw a certain priest, probably Father Sopochko, who was in need of prayer for a certain matter. I prayed fervently because the matter is very close to my heart as well. Thank you, Jesus, for this kindness. O Jesus, have mercy. Embrace the whole world and press me to your heart. O Lord, let my soul repose in the sea of your unfathomable mercy. January 6th, 1937. Today, during Holy Mass, I was unwittingly absorbed in the infinite majesty of God. The whole immensity of God's love flooded my soul. At that particular moment, I became aware of how much God abases himself for my sake. He, the Lord of Lords, and what am I, miserable being that I am, that you would commune thus with me? The wonder that took hold of me after this special grace continued very vividly throughout the entire day. Taking advantage of the intimacy to which the Lord was admitting me, I interceded before him for the whole world. At such moments, I have the feeling that the whole world is depending on me. My Master, cause my heart never to expect help from anyone, but I will always strive to bring assistance, consolation, and all manner of relief to others. My heart is always open to the sufferings of others, and I will not close my heart to the sufferings of others, even though, because of this, I have been scornfully nicknamed Dump. That is, because everyone dumps his pain into my heart. To this I answered that everyone has a place in my heart, and I, in return, have a place in the heart of Jesus. Taunts regarding the law of love will not narrow my heart. My soul is always sensitive on this point, and Jesus alone is the motive for my love of neighbor. January 7th. During the holy hour, the Lord allowed me to taste his passion. I shared in the bitterness of the suffering that filled his soul to overflowing. Jesus gave me to understand how a soul should be faithful to prayer despite torments, dryness, and temptations, because oftentimes the realization of God's great plans depends mainly on such prayer. If we do not persevere in such prayer, we frustrate what the Lord wanted to do through us or within us. Let every soul remember these words. And, being in anguish, he prayed longer. I always prolong such prayer as much as is in my power and in conformity with my duty. Here, Jesus seeks to rest in St. Faustina's heart because he knows that she loves him. so many others take Jesus for granted. Faustina writes again about her desire to be with the Lord forever. Earth seems like a desert and a place of exile to her. Her longing is a purification and a preparation for heaven. During Mass, Faustina received a special insight into God's majesty and how he lowers himself to be in union with Saint Faustina. God's love is amazing, so she intercedes for all of us. Faustina writes that her heart is like a dumping ground where all people deposit their pain, but she takes it all in and prays for them. She has a very generous heart like Jesus. And then Faustina experienced Jesus' passion during a holy hour. She writes of the need to pray more and for a longer time when we are tempted to flee from prayer because of dryness or for other reasons. We don't have to feel anything during prayer in order for it to be powerful. Jesus wants us to be there with him, so he has time to work on our heart.